Hello and a very warm welcome to episode 121 of the Sussex by the Sea podcast. I'm your host Chris Saverick. On episode 121, we've got the return of the original Magic Hat himself, Ben Pope. He talks that painful departure from Hastings, a bit about the Whitehawk experience, and we run through the Isthmian Southeast playoff battle with his current club, Lancing, well in the mix. Then we've got the SBTS fan roundtable. Enjoy, SBTS fans. And over to Ben Pope. It gives me great pleasure to introduce episode 121 of the Sussex by the Sea podcast. And I have a returning favourite, always a friend of the show, and welcome here, the magnificent Ben Pope. Ben Pope, been to quite a number of clubs these days that we want to list. obviously, a Hastings favourite, has spent time with Whitehawk this season and is currently at Lancing, which is why I've got him on, because there's an absolute battle going on for that playoff place in the South East League. First of all, absolutely lovely to see you, Ben, and how the devil are you?
Yeah, all good, thanks, mate. Yeah, great to see you. Thanks for inviting me on. And can't say no too many times, can you? So I had to keep coming on at some point.
Well, exactly. First of all, Ben, so I wanted to crack straight into the, from my point of view, as a Hastings fan, when obviously everything happened last season and the kind of breakup of the team and all that sort of shenanigans, we couldn't really say a proper goodbye.
Yeah.
When you moved on. You got any sort of thoughts that you want to sort of express in terms of how it ended, and maybe sort of like your kind of sort of top three highlights of your time at Hastings?
Well, I'll be honest, when it ended, it was horrific, really. It was wasn't great. Obviously, there was a mass exodus in the end, wasn't there? Things were shaken up. Won't say too much about the details, but it weren't great for everyone, really. A bit unfair on what we'd created with you guys and the club, which fortunately now, looking forward for you guys, is sort of the times are coming back a bit. You know, you've got proper people that want to be around the club and working for the club, playing for the club, which is everything we'd built. So, it was a really gutting time. It was a tough decision as well, because like you say, football is a family and we had such a great bond. So to make that decision was tough, but I feel like it was one that was forced upon us, most of us anyway. Yeah. So yeah, that was really gutting. But memories from there, there's so many. Top three would be tough, but I suppose fairly simple at the same time to, you know, well, number one's obviously got to be winning the league. I mean, to do that at any level is not easy, and the sense of accomplishment and what you actually need behind you to do that is everything that was so good at the club was, you know, the support, everyone in the background, sort of staff, volunteers, players. It was just such a great group and such a great time to be part of a club. And even talking to people that we were with, or players these days that were together, just you won't be able to find anything to recreate that kind of feeling. So that'd have to be number one. Number two's got to be that last minute winner that no one's ever going to forget, especially me. Because it's not easy to find the top corner, and especially, well, in moments like that, it was, it was good, especially, and they were champions, so.
Yeah, we were 2-0 down, weren't we? I'm sure we were 2-0 down. 2-0 down,
yeah. Was it half-time as well, wasn't it, I think? Yeah, super Sammy come on, you know. Again, just like the great characters of the team, and that was it. It was a never say die attitude, and everyone fought for each other. It was, that was good. That was a good feeling personally as well. Yeah. And then I'll be honest, number three could be anything. I'll probably say the coach, Jenny O, from Chippenham for the players. That was good. That was a good day. Even though I did get sent off, but
But you get sent off.
Taking one for the team. Yeah.
Well, there's the Ashford Get Battered song. I mean, so just mentioning that Bishop Stortford game, oh my God. I mean, that was ridiculous scenes. That was, goalie had no chance.
It's one of those, isn't it? It's one in a million, really. It just goes when even the defender on the line, you know, And then just the whole feeling around it, wasn't it? It was brilliant. Like, you can't beat last minute winners, can you? Especially when you come from behind 2-0.
That was
good.
So things change, and, I think you're being very sort of diplomatic about the situation at Hastings at the time, and You know, we'll try and
Everyone's
move
going to
on.
have opinions and feelings about it, and I mean, whatever the real details are, I probably couldn't even tell you, to be honest. But it happened. That's the direction of what some people wanted to go in. And I don't know, there's numbers of factors and what happened and what people make their own decisions on, which is, the big decisions. But that, not just people with inside the club, that is, which, a lot of it would be down to not getting a new ground. But that, yeah, that's something that obviously you guys have all combated for many a year, I'm sure. So, yeah.
Exactly. No, it's a difficult one. For me personally, I just can't believe what they did. But they obviously gave it a go with something that clearly wasn't working afterwards. And I think we're very lucky. Anyone that's listening is Hastings fan. We're very, very lucky that that got changed, and we are where we are. Irrespectively of where we would be in the league now. But it needed to change, and that kind of heart and soul come back again. But
And I think the annoying thing is, as well, with being close to obviously Gary Elphick,
super
the
Gary Elphick.
changes that have gone through now was something that could have happened sooner. But yeah, that's what makes it even worse. But for like personal opinions, like, because I didn't want to leave at all. Like, that was I was chuffed, very happy. But that's football. Like, it happens at every single level, doesn't it? Unfortunately.
So, opportunity come over at White Hawk, which is obviously nearer to sort of where your manor, isn't it, really? But like,
Yeah, I mean, what, 15 minutes away from home. Yeah, so.
how did you find that? Obviously, Dicko getting over there as well, and Ryan Worrell. So you're not feeling completely alone in terms of players being there. So, I mean, what was that experience like, Ben?
I'll tell you, it wasn't too bad. The only bad thing for me really was I wasn't playing. I think, unfortunately, to be honest, I got an injury in the last pre-season game, which has affected my whole season. I wouldn't say, I'm being honest, I played the last few games and I've only probably felt fully fit, like I would have done after a pre-season now. So it's just been an injury struck season for me, really. But yeah, it wasn't a bad experience. Like I said, the only worst thing was I wasn't playing. Things weren't truthful, I suppose, to situation of what I was in, because all I want to do is play football, and that's what I went there for. It was a good challenge, local. I knew a lot of the lads anyway, and they're top class. They're a great bunch. Like, it's a good dressing room, and I'm still friends with a lot of them now. So yeah, it was all right. Wasn't bad. Wouldn't say too much was wrong or any real bad words about anyone. So yeah, it was just things had to change for me personally. And like you say, with family, I can't waste my weekends just sitting around on the bench. And I could be doing other things that are better suited to me, or playing football, which is what I want to do. So that was ultimately the decision that I just had to make to warrant going to play football at the weekend rather than sit on a bench.
So you then moved on from there. So you've been at Larty for a little while now. They're doing well. A couple of iffy results recently, but fighting for that playoff berth. What I wouldn't mind knowing, Ben, is the league as tough as it was a couple of years ago? I mean, is there more money in there? Is there more? Is the money spread out a bit more, or in terms of?
I would say, obviously, with the Ramsgate situation, that budget, I wouldn't think is
Ridiculous.
anything near what that league's ever seen and ever will see. I don't think that, from what you hear, rumours, it's all
I've
rumours. It
heard
is all
that.
rumours. There's some big money going on, which is ridiculous. But wouldn't say so much the money. There might be a few more competitive budgets than maybe when we were. But there's a lot of good teams, a lot of young managers, I would say, that play the right way, which, can cause freak results to a certain extent if you're going to go on paper and budgets and all that stuff. But there is a lot of good players, a lot of good managers, and it I don't know, between top and bottom half, I wouldn't say it's as competitive. But the top two teams, I mean, Ramsgate and Cray, are really good battled sides, so it would be great if we had like peak team competing as well. But I would back us mentally every single day. That team was special.
So in terms of the playoffs, you how would you rank it? I mean, like for me, I'm thinking just from just looking from afar and obviously knowing, Stoney and people like that, and obviously Alex Brefo at Ramsgate, if they fail to get that promotion spot, that could really hurt them, and they could be more easily pickings in a playoff situation. I mean, what do you, who would you fancy? I mean, I know you're not in there yet, but like, who would you fancy?
I'll be honest, out of, say, Cray or Ramsgate, I would fancy Ramsgate because Cray's a horrible place to go and play. It's really tough. We actually got a point there in January, maybe January, when we're performing really well. Ramsgate, like you say, I just think personally probably aren't as well balanced as Cray would be. So I think, yeah, we beat them at home, pick them off at times. I would, yeah, I'd just say as a one-off game, I would probably fancy Ramsgate more than Cray Valley, who would be a bit more streetwise and you wouldn't get many chances, whereas Ramsgate, I think, could lead and give quite a few away. Sittingbourne, I've not played yet. Obviously, I play them at the weekend. And we lost to Chai last weekend, who were solid. They were a very good side, actually. I was really impressed with them. That was a tough game for us. Yeah, so I'll be honest, it could go anywhere. If I'm being really honest, I know quite a few of the Chai players, but I would think they potentially have a very good shout of maybe getting promotion through there. But like I say, it's all on pressure and moments like is that one off 90 minutes, so anything can happen to anyone.
Yeah, no, it's, isn't it? You've got Sittingbourne, and haven't Ramsgate got Cray? Is it this Saturday?
Ramsgate Cray this Saturday, yeah,
I mean,
massive,
massive
massive,
games,
yeah, huge.
massive
That
games.
is, yeah, it is huge. And like I say, luckily for us, in a certain way, Three Bridges have got a game in hand, I think, over us. I'm not sure how many points ahead they are, or if we're equal or what. But they've got. I looked at their fixtures. I didn't realise how tough a run in they actually had. So when we lost a bit of form and a few results, I was potentially a little bit like, oh, he's out of a reach now. But looking at their fixtures and now the pressure may be tad off of us. I think that might have caught up with our team a little bit. Yeah, I would fancy that we might sneak in.
Just having a quick look. They're 2 points. 2 points ahead.
Yeah,
Two points ahead.
with game in hand, is that
With a
right?
game in hand.
Yeah,
So.
but I'm pretty sure they are tough fixtures, all four of their games. So yeah, I mean, if we can nick 9 points, then that's all we can do. And for what the manager and the team have done this year, it's a pretty successful season. But unless you make these achievements, I suppose, or getting them places, then really you can look back at it and go, well, we had a chance, but we didn't quite make it, and it'll be disappointing. But yeah, it's all in our hands to try and get 9 points, and hopefully the others can slip up.
Well, yeah. Well, I certainly hope so. I mean, you how would you say you've obviously played in the Premier?
Yeah.
What's the biggest difference, do you think, from the Southeast League?
Definitely physicality. I'd say there's more pace, power, strength. I think, yeah, you do have to be a lot more of an athlete within that league. And the quality possibly goes down a tad with that. I think there's a lot of very good footballers in the Southeast, a lot of very good technical, tactical players. But sometimes just that change of style of play, which is why I think you see so many varied results in the Southeast, because you'll get players that or teams that play a total football and on a nice home pitch, different class, but can they take the tough task of going away where it's an absolute dive, the pitch is bobbly, muddy, like roll your sleeves up, and can you play a long ball game rather than the nice stuff? It's, yeah, few and far between. But then again, I suppose Ryman Premier, you do get a lot more nice pitches. Majority are pretty good. There are some horrific ones.
Yeah, I always remember the old Ashford one. I mean, they ain't got it now,
Yeah,
but
apparently that's great now. Yeah.
no, it is. We played on
Yeah.
it in the cup, and well, we didn't turn up. But yeah, what's happened to Ashford anyway? I mean, is it just because they haven't got as
Not a
much
clue.
money?
I don't know. I think there's a new owner there now as well, so I don't know if they're changing their route. Maybe more. Someone said something like they're going a bit more academy route, a bit
Okay.
younger. Obviously, a rebuild in their structure. But then they're a club, aren't they? They probably put a fair amount of money in and just never made it out, did they? So there comes a point where you have to look at things and you don't, like, you don't know the ins and
Reassess,
outs of
yeah.
clubs.
No, definitely.
Something that's obviously just sustainable, because at the end of the day, without, well, finance is everything for these clubs, and things do cost a lot. quite quickly or can. And obviously, what you're paying players makes a big difference to how a club can function. So.
Yes. Well, talking of costing a lot, this is a nice segue. Is that draw going to cost you against United, Ben? Liverpool, it's touch and go. So well, it's exciting for the neutral, but are you winning it this year?
I think we're very lucky to be where we are.
Mm.
And yesterday's example and the FA Cup game at Man United, we should be out of sight of games. Really should be. The amount of chances we create and should score. And it is so frustrating. It is so frustrating. But you can't help but love the team. It's a really tricky one. But there just seems to be too many missed opportunities where even at, 2-0, game can be dead and buried, but 1-0 and the team has always got a chance. That's we're just conceding goals, which are just like, oh. And I think that might just be the story of the season in the Premier League. And hope, I mean, Europa League, I'd be a bit more hopeful, to be honest, than the Prem.
Yeah.
And I've seen Man City's fixtures, and they get such nice run-ins. It's ridiculous.
Is it a conspiracy?
Oh,
Like you with the
no, they're good.
VAR.
They're good,
That's all I
aren't they?
hear
They're
about
good.
is VAR and Liverpool. So there's a fixture conspiracy for Man City,
Oh,
yeah.
shocking anyway. So that's just end
Yeah,
off.
no,
I
it is, isn't
rate
it?
it at all. Yeah.
But yeah, so I mean, all right, and okay. So you think your boys are going to do it? I mean, you're not going to say
No,
why. You don't
I
think.
don't
Okay, so
think.
who's winning it? Who's winning it then?
I do. Before I saw the fixtures, I would have said Arsenal, but I do just think City should clean up the rest of their games
Yeah.
compared to what the us other two teams have got. There's a couple of banana skins in there, but I just don't see City slipping up. They're just that bit too good, unfortunately, again and again and again. Ridiculous.
Well, there you go. Well, okay. And one last question on Liverpool. Any idea who you think they're going to get in, or who would you like at the helm?
I find it really tricky one that, because a lot of what they do now is built around Klopp and that sort of club feel. Like everyone's knows how it is. It's sort of hell for leather, working hard, and that quality that the players have. So someone that can recreate or carry on, maybe. I think a change of style might work, but again, I wouldn't know. There's a lot of talk about, is it Sporting Lisbon manager, maybe? But I wouldn't know. Wouldn't know who we'd want or who I'd want. I don't know. I'll be honest. As much as I watch a lot of football, I'm not too. I don't look into the managers and all
Yeah,
that sort of
no, I know what
stuff.
you
Sort of
mean.
just take it as it comes. So.
Yeah. Well, Ben, it's a pleasure talking to you, mate. And I wish you all the best. Hope you're getting those playoffs for Lancing and maybe see you at a playoff final, hopefully.
Yeah,
If I can
appreciate
get
that.
down there. Depends on the bloody fixtures with Aces. We've got a Sussex Cup final that we still don't know a
Well, I'll
date
be
for.
there, so I'll
Or
catch you there. Yeah.
well, whenever it is, mate. I don't know where it is
Yeah,
yet. Unless you've got
it's a
some
good one.
secret. Have you heard a whisper when it's going to be?
I don't know. I can find out. Try and find out training tomorrow. It's at the County FA, isn't it? So,
That's it. Break into the County FA for us, Ben.
yeah.
No, pleasure. Love to yourself and the family, mate. Take care and best of luck for your season.
Top man, appreciate it. Always good talking to you, mate.
Cheers.
Take it easy. Cheers,
Take care,
mate.
Ben. Bye. over to the SBTS Fan Roundtable. Many thanks to Aaron from Hashtag, John from Canvey, and Leon from Hastings for making it happen. Right, it gives me great pleasure to introduce episode 121 of the Sussex by the Sea podcast, and it's the Isthmian Prem Fan Roundtable. I'm joined by the lovely Aaron from Hashtag, John, that can be ultra, and surprisingly a Hastings fan as well, Leon. He is waving, but he's turned his camera off. From Hastings, got a great Hastings football history website he runs as well, which I'm sure we'll talk about. Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, Chris.
Good evening. So we'll get straight into it. First of all, what do we think before we start on our clubs? It was inevitable. It was happening. We knew it was going to be happening for months, really. But Hornchurch winning the league, was that all down to just a massive budget? Do we think they're going to do a Bishop Stortford and get horribly relegated the next season? Gents, what's your thoughts on how do you think they're going to cope in the league above? Whoever wants to start?
I don't mind starting.
Please, on you.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose obviously you could say having a generous budget contributed it to it. But I mean, I'll give them their dues, really. I suppose the way they have sort of managed things throughout the season, obviously you get a sort of squad of big names and it can be hard to put that all together, make sure it actually clicks rather than egos pulling in different directions. And obviously they had to deal with the loss of Steve Morrison, the one who's gone to Sutton. So obviously getting in another top quality manager, Darryl McMahon. And yeah, like I say, I think we all probably knew that from at least Christmas that they were going to be champions. They just seemed to be the unstoppable force, really. I'm just quite glad an act of God delayed them winning it on Canvey. But yeah, I'll talk more about that when I talk about Canvey. But yeah, as far as they do next season, though, I mean, I think they can push on. I mean, I suppose it will again depend on how the recruitment for them goes, because obviously you see a few sides when they do go up, some of the core of the squad can't commit to the sort of playing time you need in the National South. It's a big step up level-wise. So, but I mean, you say if they keep that sort of generous budget there, sort of have a go, I mean, I don't think I can make a look name for himself in the South. I mean, you only want to look at what Averley have done in the last sort of year or so, Mervyn as well, when they've gone up. They've adapted to the level like that to water, really. So Hornchurch is probably good as well, really.
But you know, you're saying that, John. Why do you think that Bishop Stortford struggled so badly and say Averley?
I mean, I think there's a couple of factors behind that, really. I mean, as far as Stortford goes, I mean, I don't know if you know the whole story, but obviously, I think the first thing that went against them is obviously they got placed in the National League North as opposed to the South. Whilst obviously you still got a large amount of travelling to do in the South, I think obviously having to do that commute, a place like Spennymoor, Blyth Spartans, pretty much every other week or so, probably obviously detracts from the sort of recruitment you can get in, sort of as far as players go. It's obviously, yeah, again, probably disrupted any of the squad they might have built up last year. They might have thought, okay, I want to try and base myself either around Isthmian level or at least National South. But as well as that, halfway through the season, their main sponsor, or the fellow who owned the, I think it's RDA Advisors, was their main sponsor. He passed away. I think he went missing and was found dead. I know, crazy. I think this was around last October time. So he hadn't actually backed up any of his assets. So his company went into liquidation. So their main sponsor was just kaput halfway through the season. Yeah, so it cost them most of their squad. They essentially had to restart most of their squad, find a new main sponsor as well, which took a month or two. But by that point, obviously, they were getting pummeled in the league. And just trying to reorganise under that circumstance, was a big weight on their shoulders. I mean, there's another club that ground shares at their grounds, Enfield FC, like the sort of, I think, where it was raining, the original Enfield.
Yeah.
And they were near enough cast into the wind, like they nearly went bust as a result because they had the same sponsor. And they just had to completely strip all their squad down, their management went. So it affected both clubs, but obviously for a club of Stortford being in that National North, the challenges they had anyway, what were that on top of it? It was kind of no surprise, really. They got relegated.
Yeah, well, that fills that in then. Bloody hell. Fair enough. Leon, your thoughts on Hornchurch?
Slightly like you said, mate. I think it was inevitable, wasn't it? With the squad they've put together, probably a bit of money behind them. I think there was an iffy sort of spell for them, but you know, like all good teams, they weathered that. And yeah, no, I can't really add a lot more to it, really. I think we've all known since August time that they'll be up there, thereabouts. So Yeah, they've absolutely smashed it. So fair play to them.
Aaron?
Oh, man, I'm glad they got up. Can't lie. We got battered by them twice. they're a good team. Obviously, Steve Morrison, top manager. So obviously they've done quite a lot with him. Obviously, the new manager's come in. They've kept some of the players. That Femi guy is crazy. He's just so good. That Ryan Scott centre-back geezer who's been scoring all for days. They've got an amazing squad. I think they will adapt in the National South, but obviously it's going to be difficult for them with the away games and stuff because, obviously, as you said, like the travelling for National South / National North is crazy. So obviously, we're in the Prem where it's far, but it's not too far. You're okay with like the family that will, like they're okay with it. Whereas with the long away trips, obviously it's going to be more difficult to like get the approval and stuff. But yeah, no, I'm glad they've gone up. I don't know. I can't think they would probably go up in the playoffs. Really, obviously I wouldn't mind. I mean, I've tried that, like Hastings, for instance. If you go back into the if you go into the playoffs again, I wouldn't mind you guys winning it and stuff. Mm. I feel like we've got nothing to play for. # really. We can't get playoffs now. But yeah, no. For all just going up, probably we're the best thing. Just for all the teams to avoid getting battered.
Yeah. While you were chatting on Aaron, let's talk about the last few weeks for your lot. Now your boys have been doing fairly well. So do you want to talk about the last few games?
Yeah. So I think the last one probably was just after Kingstonian. No, but even before Kingstonian, Canby game. Right, yeah. So we've played a few games since we played three and we got quite a few coming up. So we played Kingstonian away.
Goal first.
5-3. Crazy game. I mean, fair play to the keeper's got about like 600 plus appearances for them or something. He's crazy. Such a nice guy as well.
He's only good at goalkeeping though. That's the problem. He's let five in though.
He was okay.
All right.
So we scored two in the first half. They scored directly from a free kick, but hit the wall. So not much Triss can do about that if he's hit the wall. Then second half, we come out of the 2-1. Probably it was the fair result for the first half. We were all over them, but we weren't finishing chances. And then the second half, we come out. We scored a double again. Greg Halford scoring the penalty like he always does. And then, yeah, just out of nowhere, bosh, goal for them. They went in and we were just like, really? Because they looked on the back foot the whole game against us.
Mm.
And two chances they just took straight away. So that went to 4-3. So then we were all going like, oh,
freaky bum time.
Yeah, we've got a score now. And then Max scored a header last minute from a free kick. Which, to be fair, we thought it was offside, and Lana went, "No, he's onside." So take that all day long.
Don't talk to us about bloody officials, but yeah, obviously, yeah, hashtag's all right with them. Yeah, go on.
Ooh, meh. So that, and obviously, Kingstonian now confirmed relegated. I'm pretty sure. So shame for them as well. They've got a very nice ground, the Tooting & Mitcham, that the ground sharing with for a step five ground. It's superb. We played Haringey at home Easter Monday, another 5 goals. Again, we just looked on the front foot the whole game. We just, AT got given his chance to play after coming off the bench a few times, and he showed us why he should be starting every game. 2 goals. Toby come on, scored with his first touch, and scored again near the end. Again, Haringey, another team who relegated. I don't want to say teams aren't good, but Haringey just looked terrible on that day against us. And then on Friday we played Cray at Bromley again. Very good game, very dominant. We scored for twice in the first half. Sack with a goal from into the box, and then Luke scored a top bins from inside the box before they then scored a tap in inside the box, which again wasn't well defended. Which is, we're getting clean sheets, but we do leak goals quite a lot. Like that game against Haringey, we were happy with the 3 points, but at the same time, we were so happy with the clean sheet because for weeks, Josh has deserved it. But again, it's just the miscommunication and stuff. We're just leaking goals. So they then scored. And then we were just on the front foot of the Bromley's ground, massive stadium. We were just enjoying the time. And then Pedro scored 92nd minute just to secure it up for us. 3 points out of possible three. But yeah, again, three great games, three great grounds. Yeah. And then we have got tomorrow, we're playing, our women's are in another cup final. We're playing Billericay at Dagenham and Redbridge's ground, the Essex Senior Cup. And
that's kind of a little bit of a run there in the last few years, hasn't it? The three and two women's sides.
Oh, I cannot wait for tomorrow. Cannot wait. As long as I've got the bar open, I'll be happy. I mean,
oh, yeah, it's your birthday. Some people need to get you birthday drinks then, don't they?
There we go. Tomorrow? You said it, Chris, not me.
There you go. There you go.
And then, then our men's are playing Concord on Saturday. Again, Concord are already relegated. So just enjoy the day and everything. Hopefully good weather. Few beers on the drum. Hopefully for another 5 goals. Sorry to my Concord mates that are watching this, but yeah.
Well, okay.
Then we've got I've read the next week is the Chatham final, the Averley, the Velocity Cup final,
yeah,
which is going to be heavily stewarded, we've been told, up and last time. But again, yeah, that's going to be a very good game, though, because if we're coming off, but this is why the win against Concord needs to be a win, because on that great form against Chatham, we beat Chatham at their place. They are still, just since then, they've just got better and better and better. They've got new signings in. So we need to make sure we're coming in a good form. We're properly up for it. And then if we win that, fingers crossed, again, we'll win tomorrow. Three bits silverware this season for Ashleigh, which is very, very good for us.
Be a great first season up, isn't it?
100%.
Oh, good luck against Chatham. I wish you all the best against them. John, Canvey. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
It's not good.
Well, I don't know. It's kind of a weird one because I think we're around in this sort of spill between two podcasts. We've played about four or five games. We've only played two. Damn weather again. But to be fair, at least can start on something positive. Whitehawk away.
Yeah.
So long-awaited first away win since November, since come to your gaff, Chris. Yeah. It was good. I think it would probably be good if we could just detach Canvey off from Essex, maybe just hook ourselves up on the East Sussex shoreline. We might win the title, possibly. Something in the air down there. But yeah, no, it was a good performance, good day out. Again, nice to keep a clean sheet down there as well, which is something we'd lacked for quite a while. But I mean, we looked solid in the game, really. I think I was talking with Mark, actually. I got to meet him in person, which was...
Oh, Mark from Whitehawk, yeah.
Cool, yeah, which is a nice thing. A good chat with him after the game as well. I think we probably both agreed, really. I suppose not we consider a classic. It was a good game. It was a kind of bogged down in midfield for the sort of first 30 minutes of it, but made the key breakthrough. That's the main thing. Big man Jamie Salmon in midfield seems to like the goal. So capitalised on... I didn't expect an error from their keeper, considering he played against us back at our place. But, yeah... Took it all day long, and then same again, really, in the second half. Short corner, header in at the near post. And yeah, we pretty much controlled most of the rest of the game after that. I mean, they had a couple of half chances, but never really looked threatening us. So yeah, we sort of took that. It was brilliant. And it came to, obviously, we were meant to have Hornchurch on the bank on the Monday.
Yeah.
And it was funny. I think everyone was geared up for it. It was a big crowd. Obviously, they brought about 200 or 300 fans down. Everything was good to go. And then about 20 minutes before kickoff, the heavens just opened. Heavy rain, everything.
Yeah.
Could throw up the pitch. It just threw at it. So someone up there did not want Hornchurch winning the title on our ground. Some sort of divine act, I don't know. Yeah. Late bit of an Eastern miracle, I don't know. So, yeah, I mean, it was a pain, really, because obviously I think it was the next hour just spent refunding people. And obviously, we would have took a decent gate receipt from that. But I think we would have been a bit screwed anyway, because I think our goalkeeper was out injured to an 18-year-old boy in goal. I think one or two players carrying knocks. So, probably worked out for the best, really. But, again, we went to Potts Bar following weekend. Bought a long pitch. So, it just sort of stunted any sort of momentum we might have picked up from Whitehall, which I think has been the most frustrating thing. But, obviously, we played Lewis last night. Wouldn't say the worst performance. I mean, he had that typical sort of coming to the end of the season feel to the game where neither side's got much to play for now. Obviously, we just kind of need things to go our way or at least get two more points just to make it absolutely sure. But, yeah, I mean, we played well. I think the only downside really is we didn't create much and then just gifted them two goals at the end, really. I mean, the first one, I think, is probably the easiest goal their boy will ever score in his life. And then, yeah, they just added that second. It just killed anything. But, again, sort of, I don't think anyone was too disheartened because obviously one, the performance was quite good, and two, we were celebrating Congo get relegated. So it wasn't the worst night ever. I'll take it the way it was. So we just got to, yeah, prep ourselves to Dulwich on Saturday, really. Again, I think another team who's probably out of the playoff contention there after the other weekend. So we go out with the right attitude, just get job done and see what does and doesn't work now in the sort of last few weeks of the season. It will be a big summer, but yeah, just see what it brings.
Oh, cheers for that, John. I mean, you're saying about Potter's Bar. They're playing their games at Haringey now, aren't they? And
they are, yeah. That's play Horsham there last night, and they've got Margate there tomorrow. I mean, if any Potter's Bar players are watching, please do us a favour. If Terry's watching, I apologise. But yeah, we just need to at least drop the 2 points and then out to us. But yeah, I mean, we're out here kicking a ball, we'll be safe then. But yeah, I think we should be all right now. And yeah, I think Potts Bar saying about they're going to install a 3G pitch next part of the next season. But how long that take, I don't know. I didn't think anyone would catch Concord for the postponements. But yeah, they've done their best in doing so. It's mental.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a mental season, hasn't it? Well, yeah. Talking of mental seasons, Leon, we'll talk a bit about Hastings. Before I start, you were at the Folkestone game, weren't you?
I was, yeah. I was going to say, I didn't get to the last two, so you probably have to do most of the talking. Yeah. For them, but yeah, the last game we got to was Folkestone. I'm trying to wrap my brains now. It feels like ages ago, but it was only just over a week ago, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, we had the Haringey game where we stuffed them 5-0, which is a game I only heard on the radio while doing my duties on the at the train station
playing the fat controller.
That's don't fat shame me, please.
Sorry, Sir Topham Hatt, isn't it?
I'm,
sorry,
offended.
Sorry for anyone out there with a bubbly personality. I do apologize. But yeah, no, I've just got going. Yeah, about even before the Folkestone game, our form's been looking very good, isn't it? The last sort of 8-9 games, I think we lost against Horsham, drawn 2, but the rest have all been wins. A win against Hornchurch in there, a decent draw against Chatham at home, which I was at both of those games. And yeah, I think Folkestone, I think from memory, I think we started off very well, didn't we? We
could got a goal in the first 15-20 seconds.
Yeah, and we could have got another two or three, I think, couldn't we, in the first sort of 15-20 minutes, and then second half was very much more even affair. Probably wouldn't begrudge a draw, but we just about, I think, just, you know, did well enough just to see the game out, really, didn't we? I think second half in particular, we just sort of lost a bit of momentum, which no, it was good for the win, which obviously the Folkestone manager didn't like, going by his comments after the game. We weren't anything special, apparently. Yet we've got 6 points against him this season, and was it not 9-1?
Beat him in the cup. Yeah,
in the cup as well. Yeah.
Yeah, he had a good up. Guys, the manager at Folkestone. So we've beat him, obviously, as Leon's just said, 9-1, right? We've played them once in the cup, beat them twice in the league, only conceded the goal. And he was saying to us that we're nothing special, and he's going to stuff us at the Pilot Field next season. It's like, that's all well and good. You know, you carry on giving us points.
Bring it on. It'll be a good game, isn't it?
Yeah, we'll be. Yeah. So you did the Folkestone. Then we had Bognor. Now, unfortunately, Leon couldn't be there. We had 17 caravans of various people. We count them as people. From Hastings, we went to the Bognor for 3 days in the Haven there. And from a point of view of the game, it wasn't the best. It was a very niggly game. You could see, you know, the Bognor half decent side, kind of like we were just sort of testing each other out a lot. Managed to nick a penalty, which was a penalty. There was some form of contact, and obviously Davs has put it away. And we won. We just about won that game. It was an absolute, like, it's one of those, 1-0, take a clean sheet, nothing memorable from the game. Do you know what I mean? It wasn't a particularly memorable game at all. And then we move on to last night, Wingate and Finchley. A bloody Tuesday night at Wingate and Finchley, an absolute nightmare to get to. Didn't get home until 2:20 this morning. Started badly, down 2-0 fairly quickly. Managed to squeeze one back. I think it was John Oop. Is it Oof or is it Fag? I think, no, Fag. Tommy Fag managed to nick one just before half time, which probably didn't deserve to be, deserve it. But, you know, you're in the game again. Second half, for long periods, I thought we were quite good. Bloody refs. Freddie Legg got a straight red for a a 50-50 challenge. Ref had the card out within seconds, red card. Guy was obviously milking it for all his glory. There was nothing wrong with the guy. There was no injury whatsoever. Referee was baiting everywhere. The goalie was baiting us all. And you know when you're like, oh, we're getting mugged off yet again by an official. So that was a bit annoying. Managed to score. Penrith made it 2-2. And it was all set up for us to win it at the death. We had a series of chances. And the last one, just as the whistle was about to go, John Ufa's done an absolute quality cross into the box. Sammy Adams coming in, flying in at the far post. If he'd have got a feather on it, it would have gone in. And yeah, 2-2. It's probably done for us now. I think we're done now in terms of making those playoff spots. Leon, you probably might call me a little bit negative there, but what are you thinking, mate?
No, I'm with you there. I think because we've been on such good form, to be this close to the playoffs at this stage of the season, it's more than I expected, to be honest with you.
Same.
But it was, when we had the change in management and most of the playing squad, I think any sort of, you'd think most fans would take where we are right now. If you get in the playoffs, great, it'll be fun, won't it? It's a lottery. You know, we was talking about it, who he was hoping we'd win it earlier on. Who knows? You can never really tell in the playoffs. It is a lottery. But yeah, to be where we are, you know, I'll take it. I'm really happy with the season we've had. Got a cup final as well coming up, which is, you know, something I've been hoping for quite a few years to see us in the Sussex Cup final again. So
we've got a date for that now, haven't we, Leon?
It is Wednesday, is it the 8th of May?
Yeah.
I think at the Amex. Yeah, Wednesday the 8th, 7:30 kickoff. So yeah.
Two days after the playoff final.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. So good thing we've got, we can rotate those cup tie players in and out. going back to what you're talking about with Bognar. It's nice to break that curse, really, because they were one of the teams we've not had much joy against in recent years. So even if it wasn't a classic game, it's good just to break that curse like we did with Ashford that year we won the league. They've been another bogey side.
Yeah, look where they are now.
Yeah, and Bognar, obviously a decent side. They've got a good, their number six in particular. I think I've heard quite a few things about him. But yeah, hopefully we can break the Horsham curse in the playoff final.
Don't know. As I say, we're talking the playoffs. I mean, you're looking at Horsham, Enfield. I mean, it's a strong playoff. Chatham and Wingate. I'd say the only Wingate are they do the ugly things well. Mm. I think. But like you look at that Chatham, Enfield, Horsham. I'm not sure who you can pick. I mean, I've said before who I did think that Enfield would be the one. But in that four teams, I'm not sure who would win it. I mean, what do you boys think if that's how it turns out?
Well, I mean, I think if that is how it turned out, again, as you say, it's a lottery, really. I think it's who can take form into it. I mean, we had something similar a couple of years back where when we were in the East Bend North, I think Bowers were running away with the season and started to slip up towards the end, conceded the title to, I can't remember who it was now. Someone, I don't know. But the important thing is, I think they fell out of form at the wrong time. Finished up in second, and then we had just snuck in. So I played them in the playoffs and managed, because we had had a bit of form coming into it, we managed to do one over them. So it seems to be the same sort of thing with Chatham, really, because it seemed like they had, at the very least, second place showed up. But now, you know, I think they've still got to try and fight to keep hold of that with Enfield on their tail. I mean, I think it's been reduced to 5 points, hasn't it? Mm. And I'm pretty sure Enfield have a game in hand somewhere. So if they slip up again, then, you know, I think they were still obviously that advantage, but losing that to Enfield after such a long time of being up and around it might, you know, affect them psychologically, really. For the other teams behind them, I mean, as you say, Wingate, they're very industrious side. You know, they don't really do things particularly pretty, but they get them done well. So they could be, have sort of been the dark horse, a bit like what Canby were last year coming into the playoffs. You know, could they obviously keep that momentum, keep obviously upset the apple cart a bit? I think it would be hard if they play an Enfield or a Chatham away. It might be just a step too far. The sort of last place, I mean, I don't know, how's it sort of looking around that? Because obviously you'd say it probably be Horsham, wouldn't you? Because the game's in hand.
Yeah.
Again, like Horsham, you know, on their day, you know, they can be a tough nut to crack as well. If they do win all of these games coming into it, then, you know, you feel like they have the wind in their sails. So I suppose it really, really sort of stacks up as to who plays who, sort of where. I mean, I don't know, if it's sort of said it's, as it is at the moment, you know. I mean, Horsham and Chatham would be a hard one to call, I think. Obviously, I mean, both can blow hot and cold. So, you know, I think it'd be a tougher game to call than it would have maybe a few weeks back. A few weeks back, maybe you said, oh, yeah, Chatham all day long. But, yeah, and then, obviously, Enfield, Wingate. I mean, well, I don't know if they consider it so much a local derby, Enfield. I think they're more concerned with Haringey's and Chessington's of the world, didn't they? But it's also that same end stretch. But they'll want to win there at home in front of their fans. So, yes, yeah, it's very, very, very hard playoffs to call this year. And, you know, if did possibly end up for, even if it's top two, out of that playoffs, that Chatham Enfield final, it's a hard one to call, really hard.
Yeah, well, as I say, Billerick is just underneath.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I just got that feeling about Horsham that they're an annoying. Well, Leon knows what I think about Horsham, but like they're such an annoying team in terms of that. They're there. They're not easy to break down. They're they got the wall over us at the moment as well. And
yeah,
hopefully that is broken, as Leon says, in that Sussex Cup final. Hopefully we can break that. But I can't see them slipping up. I could be wrong.
Yeah, I think the four that are in it now, I've just got the table up front of me, just because of Horsham's games in hand. They've got two over Wingate, 3 points behind, three ahead of Billericay with two games in hand. So, going by that, I'd say the top, that four are pretty much set. You know, obviously where they finish in that four is still up for grabs, but, you know, barring any sort of freak results, I think that four are pretty much set.
Well, yeah, you know, and what it could be the joys, Leon, of if they make the playoff final, lose, like last minute loss, tears, and then they bring those tears into the Sussex Cup final, and then we can give them additional tears. Well, I mean, you know, or they could spank both of them, so who knows. Right, guys, I'm trying to think, anything else we need to be mentioning?
I suppose to talk about the other end of the table, really. I mean, we've got the goodbyes here, haven't we, for a few sides. Obviously, Haringey gone, aren't they? I mean, Kingstonian, once we probably expected, really, but seemed to go out of a bit of a whimper, really. You would have thought, well, I don't know, I suppose you would have maybe thought that they'd put up more of a fight, try and have one last rally. But yeah, I think as Aaron was saying, obviously they trounced Kingstonian 1 week and then Margate got the points they needed the next. Obviously, yeah, Haringey went out on a whimper as well. Yeah, absolutely. Obviously trounced, didn't they, by Billericay at home. That's a horrible way for it to end for him. And then, obviously, Conkle last night, you know, they went out of a whimper away at White Hawk.
John, any tears shed about that?
Probably not shedding tears. Pouring pints was a better way of summing it up. it's a funny one for us, because I say they've had that over us for the last few years, how they... joking, oh, it's not Canvey Island there, it's Concord Island, you know, we're in the National South. It's just the tides have turned in the last year or so. Taking 6 points on this year as well has been one of the sort of few highlights we can take away from it. It's been lovely. So, have to go to the Teal Breeze and the Milnalls possibly of the world next year. So, how they recoup from that, I don't know. Could it be free on a bounce? We'll have to see. But, yeah, I guess it just kind of leaves. You say now it's
between Margate or Chesson or...
Okay, yeah, so I mean, both got good wins the other weekend, didn't they? I mean, I didn't expect Chesson to absolutely smack Lewis like they did, but yeah, they seem to reduce the goods. I mean, I think it's as Aaron was saying, really. I think they get another win or two under their belt, and it's Curtin to Margate then, what might happen. So just who's got the nerve out of the two, really, now, isn't it? So it's a sort of straight shootout until the end in Fergie time, isn't it? As far as the season goes,
yeah. Aaron, you wanted to quickly mention your stuff that you've done. You went to a Wickham final. Talk to me about it. You got some YouTube stuff done, yeah?
Yeah. So I do a lot of like ground up and sort of stuff. Obviously, being local to Wakery, and I get down there when I can, do a bit of stuff for them. But I got invited down to Wickham Peterborough on Sunday. Superb. What's it called? The Bristol Street Motors Trophy now, I think it's called. They're the Papa John's. Yeah, such a good game. Either team could have nicked it. Peterborough nicked it in the end in the 93rd minute, I think it was, which is absolutely heartbreak for Wickham. Obviously, Wickham equalised in the 90th, which got great content for me and the Wickham end. The cars going around, everyone's going mental with the tops off, all that sort of stuff.
Is it females or males?
Males.
Checking.
But yeah, Wickham will have been a little club I've got a little soft spot for. They're a good club. So the shame they lost to Peterborough. Obviously, there was such a full year, I think it was, since Peterborough had beaten Wickham. So obviously a big rivalry going into it. Just out on Wembley Way, interviewing people, getting some match content, getting some content inside the concourse. Yeah, just absolutely superb day. I can't wait to get that out.
I was going to say, so what's your name of your channel again?
It's called Simply Football, it's called. If you type up the non-league blogger, it'll come up probably. I only just changed the name. But yeah, so yeah, just hoping.
Send us a link, Aaron. Send us a link and I'll stick it in the blurb below the description and all that. Oh, okay. Excellent. Oh, good stuff. Chaps, we'll leave it there. Leon, John and Aaron, take care. An absolute pleasure as always. And I'll see you at the game.
That's
it for another episode, SBTS fans. If you want to get in contact with this podcast, the email is hufcpod@gmail.com. The Twitter, which is SBTSpod. Otherwise, go to the YouTube. Over 4 years of content on there. There's so many other ways to listen. However you get your podcast, we're on all platforms. Or go to the link tree, which is SBTS Podcast, and subscribe. It's all free. Remember, get yourselves to a game and support local football, whoever and wherever you're watching. And apart from that, see you at the game.